don't think we ever bought any in that size.
okay, if you wanted to put some water in a bottle, like a narrow neck bottle, what would you call that thing that you put in the top of the bottle? In?
A funnel?
Okay, sure. okay, and then if you were driving, if you had a horse hooked up to the buggy and you wanted to get going, what would you kind of crack over his head?
Crack the whip.
Okay. Did they have buggies and stuff?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a regular farm guy.
my grandpa and grandma had a buggy. That's their only transportation.
Wow.
Oh, they had a wagon also, but they they rode the buggy then.
Do you remember what they call the two things that come up on either side of the buggy? The horse, you know, you back the horse between.
Seemed like they're shafts.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. How about the thing on a wagon where the two horses would get on either side of it?
Well, that would be the tongue.
Okay, okay. What might you call the steel outside part of a wagon wheel?
Oh, the rim.
Okay. God, you know everything. okay, and then, what might you call the piece of wood that the rim goes around? Is there a name for that little curved piece of wood with the two holes where the spokes would go in?
I'm sure there is, but I can't recall what it is.
Okay, have you ever heard anybody call it a felly?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I know about the spokes, but I don't know what that other piece would be called.
Okay. Might be a really old term. Okay. Okay, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what would you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I just don't remember.
Okay. Have you ever heard it call it something like a single tree or swingle tree?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember it being called?
Well, it depends on whether you have one horse or two horses. A single tree would be the one for a one horse arrangement.
Uh-huh. And then if you had two single trees, what would they be connected to?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard something called like a double tree or a spreader? Evener?
I would have to guess that it did. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged back in those days?
Well, usually in 100-pound bags.
Okay. How about 50 pounds of flour?
Flour used to be packed in barrels, and they still measure it by barrels now. You know, I was in the paper bag business, you know, and we had quarter barrel sacks and eighth barrel sacks, you know.
yeah.
Even today, they still call them that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what might you call the bag that potatoes were shipped in?